your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Morado Halftime Report has been brought to you by the area's full-service energy provider. Remember, Morado's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. So call the folks at Morado Energy Products at 563-HEAT.
Both teams back on the field, getting ready to go for this second half. We have about 1:15 showing on the clock as we run down the halftime minutes. A 22-7 score right now in favor of the Tioga Tigers. Here is a quick recap of the scoring in the first half. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. A pass to Cleeton Staples, the fourth. He had an 11-yard reception. That made it 6-0 Tigers. And then the two-point conversion was good on a 2-yard run for Squire. So it was 8-0 Tioga at the end of the first quarter. Squires had a 26-yard run just 30 seconds into the second quarter to make it a 14-0 Tioga lead. And then with 2:31 to go in the half, the freshman Manuel had a 1-yard carry that was 20-0. And then not even 30 seconds later, the Unitigo Spartans got on the board. A 50-yard pass from Tyler Butler to John Wingate. Extra point was good by Josh Firebend. And that is where we are currently, 20-7.
We'd like to keep you abreast of some of the things that are going on around the area that are sports or sports-related. So we have to give a public service announcement about the Harlem Rockets that are coming in. They're going to be taking on the Oxford Hotshots over at Oxford High School coming up this next Friday, November 2nd, 7 o'clock. Pre-sale tickets are available at NBT Bank and a whole bunch of other places around the area. $6 for kids, $8 for adults, or at the door, a couple of dollars more. Both events being sponsored by the Oxford Baseball Booster Club coming up in Oxford, New York, next Friday evening. Also, I want to pass along the word to the people who want to scare the living daylights out of yourself tonight. It is going to be Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. It is going to be shown at Franklin Stage up in Franklin, New York, tonight, 7 o'clock. And, of course, Psycho featuring Janet Leigh and Anthony Perkins. Ooh, scary, scary movie. More Hitchcock movies are going to be shown at Franklin Stage in coming weekends. You can check them at their website and get all of the details. So it is an afternoon of football for you here on WCDO. We had a contest that started at 11 o'clock this morning, and we are at halftime of that. After a break for music and all kinds of other information, it will be a 5 o'clock contest between Sydney and Waverly, and then the Groton Indians taking on Harpersville at 8 o'clock tonight. In both of those games, you can expect the warm-up show, the kickoff show, to be going on, 12 to 15 minutes in advance of kickoff of the game. In any event, it is a 20-7 contest here. Tioga Central's Tigers leading the Spartans of Unitigo High School. And here with the third quarter action is my broadcast partner in crime, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you, Harry. And Josh Firebend is getting ready to kick this ball away for the Unitigo Spartans. The Tigers won the coin toss, but they deferred to the second half, so they will get the ball attacking from right to left in this third quarter. Back deep for the Tigers, the freshman Jesse Manuel and number 15 Dalton Wochuk. And it's a short kick by Firebend, and the Tioga player just falls on it at his own 38-yard line. So Firebend tries to catch the Tigers special teams sleeping as we start this third quarter, but Tioga is able to fall on the football, and they take over in relatively good field position.
Both of these teams have a whole lot going in this ball game. Tioga has 4 Section 4 titles. Unitigo has 2 Section 4 titles over the years, and both of them would like to add to that total in addition to the titles, we'll have to say, as we go ahead and move things around here, that back in the 80s, they played bowl games, and then the New York State Public High School Athletic Association started its playoff series in 1993. So if you look at Tioga, they have had only one opportunity to play in the playoffs. That came last year when they were runners-up in the states. All of the rest of their championships had been back in the bowl series.
Minor delay as the clock on the scoreboard had to be readjusted. First play from scrimmage is a run for Jump, I believe, right up the middle. And he gets a gain of 5 or 6. It was Brad Jump, the sophomore, starting things off for Tioga in the second half.
So gain on that, we'll call it 5. It will bring up 2nd and 5.
3 in the backfield again for Ferguson. And now it's the freshman Jesse Manuel, and Manuel gets to the 50-yard line. That will be good enough for a Tigers first down.
Yeah, Manuel already had 72 yards coming into the second half, and he adds to that with about 6 on that carry.
1st and 10 for the Tigers at the Spartans 49-yard line, a 20-7 score as we begin this third quarter in the first of 4 games from Alumni Stadium. They keep it on the ground. Running left is Tyler Squires, and Squires is tripped up at the 45-yard line, so he's halfway there to a first down.
Yeah, I was going to say, even when you're tripped up, he still ends up getting 5 yards out of it. He's up to 90 for the afternoon, for a Saturday. I'm not any more accustomed to Saturday morning football at the varsity level than you are.
2nd and 5 for the Tigers. And they hand it off to Brad Jump, but we get a whistle and a flag.
Yeah.
It's a false start on Tioga.
Yeah, that flag was thrown and the whistle blown, and as a result, we had number 12 in there. That is Brian Ferguson, just simply sort of slow down and stop. He knew there was no sense in going on. It was interesting. I looked, and it's interesting when you're doing the prepping for these games. If we look at the trip that Tioga made to the Carrier Dome last year, they did it with some really impressive wins. We'll talk about it later.
2nd and 10 after the false start penalty. Jump running right up the middle, and he gets the 5 yards back that the Tigers just lost on the penalty, so it will be 3rd and 5 from the 45.
They ended up in the semifinal game last year, defeating Groton 52-0 in the championship game. It was 19-18 over Walton. Then they played in the regional against Westmoreland 55-34. And these Tigers lost in the state championship Class C game last year 14-6 to Letchworth.
3rd and 5 for the Tigers. It's Squires. Squires gets a first down inside the 40-yard line at the 38.
Yeah, Squires that time off and running, picks up about 7. He's approaching the 100-yard mark.
Squires running to his left was able to pick up the Tioga first down, and that keeps the Unitigo offense off to the sidelines. 9:40 to go and counting in this third quarter. Tioga still with the ball on their opening drive of the second half. Ferguson hands it off to Manuel. Manuel gets a couple of yards. He's to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and then he just went down like a stone. I don't know who he ran into who made the good stop on him, but Manuel that time picks up a couple, and he gets the ball down to the 35, but then he is stopped short there.
2nd down and 8 for Tioga. Same formation all afternoon long. Ferguson under center with the 3 backs all in a line in the backfield. And this time it is Brad Jump. Nobody knew who had the ball on Unitigo, and Brad Jump is in the end zone. That's a touchdown, Tioga.
Yeah, that play started at the 35, and with that, Jump has himself a really good jump, really good run. And even I that time was looking at Squires, who was down on the ground.
So with that long touchdown run for a jump, that gives each of the Tigers halfbacks a touchdown today. Squires started things off with a touchdown. Manuel had a one-yard run, and now a 35-yard run for the sophomore, Brad Jump. 26-7 with 8:45 to play in the third quarter, and it looks like the Tigers, as usual, will try for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, Coach Nick Aiello has just done such a fine job with this team. And once you get that winning feeling, it's contagious. It just keeps going.
Cleveland Staples coming off the field, as well as Travis Moyer, a lineman. So Coach Aiello getting some last-minute adjustments in on this two-point conversion attempt. Manuel Jump and Squires on the backfield. They go to Squires, and Squires punches it in, running left.
There's a flag on the play, Billy. If you look over here, and it's going to be against Tioga. There was a man who got off the line a little bit too fast, and the flag was thrown down here near the G on the near side. And you watch, and we'll see. It's going to be against Tioga, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, the officials are moving the ball back a bit, so usually you try the two-point conversion from the two-yard line. Now the ball is pushed back to the 10.
No. That's back to the 8. It's 5 yards back. It happens to be that extra line there is a soccer line?
Squires tries again, running to his left, and he's tackled inside the two-yard line. He won't get there. So the two-point conversion is no good. But Tioga leads this one 26-7 with 8:45 to play in the third quarter. It's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy, they pass along the most interesting little notes to us from time to time. And, of course, we've got the audio streaming that is coming up. It's been newly introduced, and they can tell where the people are listening from. And we've got all kinds of listeners in central New York. But I want to send out a special hello to Woodlands, Texas. We've got listeners down there and also listeners in State College, Pennsylvania. So your voice be getting out there, dude.
Carter Jackson with the onside kick, and the Spartans just fall on it at their own 47-yard line.
So the Unitego Spartans want to get something going now. They have the ball at near midfield, down at about the 47-yard line, and they'll try to get going there. It is 8:45, period number 3. Tioga leading in this ball game, 26-7.
Tyler Butler, the quarterback, out on the field for the Spartans. He's got three receivers to the left, David Van Alstyne in the backfield. Ooh. And they fake the option, and Tyler Butler has the ball. Nobody on Tioga recognized it, but now we have a late whistle. The Tioga defense had their arms up and complaining, and Butler started to take off for the end zone, but the officials blew the whistle immediately, and now Butler jogs his way back to the line of scrimmage.
That was that. We've commented on that before, where those two men are both have their hands on the football. It's like they're handing it back and forth to each other. And this time, it just didn't work for them. Although, I'll tell you, visually, it's very difficult to tell who the heck's got the football.
We had a pretty good view of it up here in the booth on the near sidelines. The play was right to us on towards the right side of the field. And Van Alstyne and Butler both had their hands on it. My guess, it was just an inadvertent whistle, and the play was blown dead, even though Tyler Butler looked like he was off towards the end zone. That play definitely hurts Unitego.
Yeah, and it'll gain about 1 yard on that play. And now there's still a discussion going on, and now there's a discussion going on between the coaches and the officials, and they're going to have to explain that one. But that will happen once in a while. If we go back and look at what Unitigo did a year ago, Unitigo 5-4 record in the regular season. They didn't see any playoff action last year. Unitigo lost to Oneonta in a Week 9 crossover game. 57-32 was the final score of that one. Now the discussion is still going on, and it doesn't look like it's heated in any way, and everybody comes back, including Tyler Butler, who got called in with the officials and the coaches for Unitigo. And now we're back and ready to go. The fans still don't understand it and certainly don't appreciate it. And now we're going to have the officials being called together again as all of a sudden the, I don't know who is wearing which position today, but the head official is now talking to somebody on the far sidelines. These are both officials talking to each other. So this is not anybody else getting involved. No coaches. They're just trying to get their signals straight. Now it looks like we're ready to go. One official goes upfield and the other backfield, and here's Billy.
So it's second and nine. Tyler Butler in shotgun. Five-step drop. He looks deep over the middle, and that one is incomplete. There was a slew of players there for both teams. A couple receivers downfield for the Spartans and three or four Tioga defenders in the area near the 25-yard line where the ball was thrown. But yeah, it falls incomplete.
Yeah, Dalton Wochuk that went up that time, the intended receiver downfield for Unitigo was Wingate. Wingate went way up in the air. Wochuk went up in the air. We have a flag down in that area. But also, we happen to have scooting over was number seven. That is Jesse Manuel. And it looked for a moment like Manuel might be able to snare that loose ball for an interception. But he did not, and it will be first and goal, or first and 10 for the Unitigo Spartans.
There was a penalty flag thrown in the secondary, and with the ball being moved up to the 37-yard line, it was probably pass interference against the Tigers. So first and 10 for Unitigo. Butler is under center this time.
Ooh.
And Van Alstyne in the backfield. Butler keeps it himself, and he doesn't get much on that gain as he tried to roll out to his right.
Yeah, you could watch that one perfectly. As soon as Van Alstyne was stopped, which was obvious that he was stopped, then Butler pulled that ball right back in. There hadn't been a whistle, and Butler then tried to go with it. He didn't pick up maybe a yard at the most.
Butler back to the shotgun, second down and 10. He's got four receivers, two to the left, two to the right. And Butler trips, but he's able to keep his footing. And now the ball is up for grabs. He fumbles it at the 50-yard line. And the officials coming over to see who has the ball. There's a mini huddle right along the far sidelines in front of the Unitigo bench. Unitigo and Tioga still battling for the ball. We haven't gotten an official signal yet.
It was interesting on that one. Jordan Mayo was in on that one and pulling his teammates off the pile. He wanted to make sure that he was not being accused of anything. He was pulling his players off the ball.
Unitigo recovers the fumble, so no turnover for the Spartans, but they have third and 25 from their own 48-yard line. Four wide receivers for Butler. Butler rolls out to his right. He's got pressure coming, and he's at his own 35-yard line, still on his feet. He throws a ball over the middle of the field, and that one is incomplete.
Oh.
Incomplete, intended for John Wingate. Boy, that was close.
Oh, I thought for sure Wingate had that one. He managed to just make the most spectacular dive at the very last second, and I really did think he was going to snare that one and pull it down. It was not to be.
Fourth and 25 for Unitigo. Josh Fireman comes out onto the field as he will punt this ball away, standing from his own 35-yard line, and Manuel is back deep for the Tigers.
Yeah, this being a wide-open ball game, it's still been a great one. Fireman hits one straight up in the air.
And this ball will roll at the 33-yard line where Van Alstyne picks it up, so the Tioga Tigers get their offense back on the field with 7:10 to play in the third quarter, a 26-7 lead, and they start from their own 33-yard line.
Yeah, Josh did not get off a good kick that time. It was very, very high. It's one of those that if it were a foul ball, I'd call it an elevator shot, where it goes up the elevator shaft and comes right back down. That one had all height, no length at all.
Ryan Vergeson, the junior quarterback, leads the way onto the field for the Tigers. They break out of the huddle. Three in the backfield. It's Jesse Manuel running to the right, and Manuel picks up 5 or 6 yards close to his own 40-yard line.
Manuel having a fine day. Both Squires and Manuel now closing in on 100 yards. So they will probably have themselves a couple of very good ball games.
Midway through this third quarter, and clock will slowly start to become a factor for the Unitigo Spartans, who are still searching for their first points of this second half.
Do you ever notice how we talk about the clock becoming important?
And there's Squires. Squires loses the football, and it comes out, and Unitigo has it. However, the officials are saying Squires was already down.
It's one of those things where we always talk about the clock becomes important for the losing team. But you've got to realize that the winning team also has a strategy for the clock. It's called burn it up. It's called run it out. And the clock becomes just as important for them.
So Squires was down by contact, and he does not have a fumble. So it will be third down and 3 for the Tigers from their own 40-yard line. Manuel, the freshman, gets the call on third down, and he is near his own 43-44-yard line. He might indeed have gotten that first down.
Yeah, I think he did. That one, it looks like he managed to get out almost to the 45. Now there's the sign. It will be first and 10 for Tioga. Now all of a sudden the overcast is just getting a little bit brighter, so I don't know if we've either got a thinning in the clouds or if things have elevated and lifted just enough so it looks a lot brighter.
Manuel gets the call again, running to the right side. He picks up another 3 or 4. He didn't quite get the ball to midfield, but he's out to his own 48 or 49-yard line.
Two more games coming up for you this afternoon on WCDO. 5 o'clock contest, Sydney against Waverly. They take on the Wolverines. And then the 8 o'clock game this evening, the Harpersville Hornets against the Groton Indians. Both of them coming your way this evening.
Second down and 7. And Squires tripped over his own footing. That's no gain for the senior halfback.
Yeah, he just playing lost his footing. Also lost a couple of yards on that play as the ball will finally be spotted down at the 47-yard line. We'll call it third and about 8.
A couple of changes now for the Tigers. Ryan House and Nate Zimmer both in the game.
Yeah, Keegan Brink also just came back into the ball game as we see Squires now coming on to the sideline. He may have shaken himself up a little bit on that play.
Third and 8. No receivers for Vergeson. He's got 3 in the backfield. Jesse Manuel on third down, running along the far sidelines. He crosses midfield. He gets to the 46-yard line, but he is about a yard or two short of the first down marker.
Well, the Unitigo girls varsity ended up winning their soccer game. 8-2 is the final score. They're going to the sectional championship next weekend.
So it will be fourth down and 2 at the 47-yard line. Punt formation for the Tigers. It's Carter Jackson back deep for Tioga. And Jackson punts this ball away. It's a high punt, not that deep. And it actually takes a Tioga bounce. The ball hit the 30-yard line and rolls about 8 yards to the 22-yard line where the ball is spotted. So 3:17 to go in the third quarter. Tioga leads Unitigo 26-7.
That is definitely a happy moment for the Unitego Spartans as they're playing here in the semifinal football game, but the Unitego Girls Varsity scored an 8-2 win today and will be going on to the sectionals next weekend. We are an equal opportunity sports score reporter. I want you to know that.
Four receivers for Butler. Butler looking to his left. Now he rolls out of the pocket, a throw deep to the left, and that one is caught, intercepted by Tioga. We'll see. Yeah, they are a ruling Tioga ball intercepted by the quarterback, Ryan Bergeson.
Yeah, it looked to me like Kellen Komenda went way up into the air. Now, I can't tell him. It looks to me like Komenda. It looks like a number nine over there. So Kellen went way up in the air, and then that ball, I really feel, was grabbed out of his hands by the Tigers.
Ryan Bergeson, the two-way player, is able to get the interception on defense, and now just like that, he reports in the play to the offensive huddle. They take over at the Spartans' 46-yard line with 3:06 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was one of those cases where Bergeson did not cleanly intercept that ball. That was much closer to a steal.
And now we have a whistle as Tyler Butler makes his way off the field and somebody else will come in for Butler.
It was interesting. I don't see who the Tioga Tiger was, but Ethan Barber and one of the players across the way from just shook hands on that play. That is an interesting thing.
Jesse Manuel running to the right. He gets to the Spartans 40-yard line, picks up 5 or 6.
Sometimes that's one of those where you don't know if something was said or whatever.
Second down and 4 at the 40-yard line. Manuel jump and Squires in the backfield. No receivers for Bergeson. And they go to Squires. Squires right up the middle. And Squires coughs up the football. Unitego with it. It's number 53 for the Spartans. He's got a great return. Still on his feet. And now he's down at the Tioga 10-yard line.
Derek Liner. He is a senior, 6'2", 252 pounds. He picked up that football and just rumbled. And thank goodness he had about 4 of his teammates running interference along the side. Liner was off on the near sideline, and he just kept going. There is a flag on the play, or there's something yellow down there. Look at the number 10, and you see it right toward the football. Isn't that a flag on the field? I don't see any indication. No, I guess maybe it's a painted spot. Remember, this is a multi-purpose turf field, and they also have on here lacrosse lines.
Tyler Butler keeps it himself after faking to Van Alstyn, and Butler spins his way to about the 6 or 7 yard line. It's tough to see with all these lines on the field.
He's down right at the 5. He got half of what he needed that time. So he is down to the 5. Heads up by Butler.
Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Spartans looking to get back into it in this Class D semifinal game. 3 receivers to the right. But it's Van Alstyn, the halfback, running left. He breaks the tackle, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans.
So it was Van Alstyn managing to go in, making it now a 26-13 ball game.
1:41 showing in this quarter, and Josh Fireben will make his way onto the field to attempt the extra point. And the Spartans are knocking on the door in this second half.
That score coming at 1:41 of the third period, if you're a stat person.
Snap, hold, and the kick is up and good, so Fireben nails it through the uprights. There's under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Tioga 26, Unitego 14, Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Here comes Josh Firebend again.
A low kick for Firebend. It's picked up by Brad Jump at his own 35-yard line. And Jump is able to get 5 yards on that return out to his own 40-yard line with 1:37 to go in the third.
Well, we're talking about where our listeners are located. Port Orange, Florida is checking in, so we're streaming in that area. And we happen to know that a number of fans are listening on their smartphones right here at Alumni Stadium today. Coming back into the ball game, Ryan Vergeson and Tyler Squires joining the huddle for Tioga. Their lead has been cut to 26-14.
Spartans fans along the far sidelines trying to get their team back into it. Vergeson gives it off to Manuel. Manuel with a good gain, about 7 or 8 yards. He's close to midfield.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Kevin Thayer, who is in that ball game defensively, snuck up on Jesse Manuel. Both of them wear number 7, but Thayer was going to make sure that he didn't get away and get going.
Second and 3 for the Tigers from their own 47-yard line. About a minute to play in this third quarter. Momentum has slowly started to shift in this third quarter towards Unitigo. And Brad Jump up the middle. He's got a first down, but there is a flag at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that flag was thrown in the Tioga backfield. I'm looking across the way. There is one of the Unitigo players over there is doing a pretty good job of leading cheers for his teammates. I can't spot what the number is. He's trying to get the crowd going over across the way. Penalty is going to be on Tioga. The ball will be moved back to the 35-yard line. That will bring up a second, and we're going to call it 15.
Clock rolls along under a minute to go. Second and 15 for the Tigers. They hand it off to Manuel. This time Manuel tries to turn the corner on the left side, and he's taken down in the backfield for a loss of a couple more yards. And it will be third down and 16 for the Tigers.
Yeah, Alex Wally is the man who made the big stop that time. He's a senior, 5'8", 180 pounds, and he blew off the top of that pile and was just excited by the fact that he had made the kill.
There's about a one-second differential between the play clock and the game clock in this third quarter. This will be the last play, under 10 seconds to go. Third and long for the Tigers from their own 34. Shotgun for Vergeson. He looks over the middle. It's a deep throw downfield, and that one is way overthrown for the intended receiver, Dalton Wolchuk.
Tyler Butler that time took a long look at that and said, do I want to intercept that or not? He was the only man, well, I won't say the only man that was close to it. He was the closest man to it. But with that particular situation on a fourth and long yardage, he was better to just let that one drop. So we will move to the fourth and final quarter coming up. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
It's October Savings this week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy our beautiful fall season with great deals like Great American Beef, Boneless Top Round, London Broil, or Roast, just $2.99 a pound. We now have McIntosh, Empire, Gala, McCoon, or Cortland Apples in tote bags only for a great price of 89 cents a pound. Celebrate that family birthday this week with assorted Duncan Hines Classic Cake Mixes, 5 for $5. We also have Fryhoffer Simply or Split Top Breads, along with Totino's Pizza Stuffers or Rolls, all buy one, get one free. And this week, we continue to give back to our loyal customers with a free $20 Great American Gift Certificate when you spend $400. From September 28th until November 10th, simply present your frequent shopper's card each time you check out, and our registers will automatically keep a running total of your purchases. You will see your current total at the bottom of your receipt, so you'll know when you have qualified for your free certificate. Limit two $20 gift certificates per household. It is just another way we're giving back to our loyal shoppers here at your local Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. And also check us out this week and every week in the virtual world on Facebook and at ShopGreatAmerican.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Tigers have a 12-point lead as we start the fourth quarter, but they face a fourth and long.
So here come the Unitigo Spartans. They have the football at the 37-yard line as we start play here in period number four. Split out to the far side. It is going to be Quinn Barnhart. And shooting from the shotgun, it will be Tyler Butler. No particular gain on that play, as he came back, almost was looking for a hole and not finding one, gets about a yard, but will be stopped at the 38. The first of a string of football games here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, as four Class C and Class D semifinal games being played here today. Here goes Butler. He's going to scramble, and he will pick up yards. A first down out of bounds at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, Tyler Butler just took things into his own hands on that play. He was looking to throw to a receiver along the right side of the field, but nobody was open there, and there wasn't many Tioga defenders on the left side. He took off out of the pocket, got a great gain for the first down Spartans.
Yeah, we can call it a broken play because he was definitely looking to pass that time, but heads-up playing by Tyler Butler turns a bit of a disaster into a gain. So first and 10 from the 50. Back in the shotgun again. This time he'll pitch it to Van Alstyne. And Van Alstyne tries to make a quick cut upfield, loses his footing, and goes down for a loss of about five.
Yeah, we saw Squires lose his footing early in the game for Tioga, and Van Alstyne doing it there for Unitigo. And of course, in high school football, once your knee hits that ground, the play is ruled dead.
Yeah, that was a sweet play. The pitch went from Tyler Butler to David Van Alstyne, and it looked like everybody was wide open. Ooh, look out. Blowing through is Tyler Squires. He gets a hand on Tyler Butler, but Butler just bounds off him and gets back to the line of scrimmage at the 50. He will pick up about 5 yards on what was obviously a broken play.
Yeah, Squires was able to get right up the middle. Somebody on the offensive line missed their assignment, and Squires, instead of tackling, he sort of more or less just pushed him backwards, and that gave Butler momentum to get away from him and try to turn that corner along the right side of the field and try to pick up some yards.
Yeah, Van Alstyne had lost five on the previous play, and Butler gets back about 3.5 of them with heady play. Now, Josh Fryerbrand is in there, and I wouldn't be surprised, but what Butler's going to be rested for just a second. The coaches are talking to Fryerbrand, and he comes out and goes into the huddle and will bark out the signal from there. So he'll set what the play is. So we have ourselves a Saturday afternoon of football, 10 minutes and 31 seconds remaining in this contest. Coming to you from Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York. Okay, here goes Fryerbrand. He scampers and he throws complete, and it looks to me as if it will be Kellen Komenda. Wait and make sure that we give credit to the right person. That's going to be number 16, Quinn Barnhart. So the big target, Barnhart, 6'3", 191 pounds, manages to get down to the 42-yard line. Now it's fourth and about two, and it will be goal for it. and they will go, not make it. They will not make it. The handoff that time went from Firebend. I don't know who was in the backfield. Billy, did you catch that?
No, I want to say it was Commenda, but I could be wrong. It was just a fourth and short. They tried to run it right up the middle, and the Tioga defensive line was sniffing that play out before it even happened, as Tyler Butler still on the sidelines, and Josh Firebend, the freshman, had to come in and run those plays on third and fourth down.
Yeah, well, it was a situation where he managed to get the quick handoff, and the ball carrier was just really stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. So here we go, first and 10 for the Tigers. The ball carrier this time is going to be number 7. That is Jesse Manuel. Manuel manages to get back to the line of scrimmage but be stopped right there. One of his teammates goes down, and they're going to let him rest just a minute as the coaches come on in and start working on his leg. Looks like he has a bit of a cramp there because the coach came in and lifted his leg up and tried to stretch those muscles out, and that's usually a very quick indication right there that somebody is picking up a bit of a cramp. I am so glad that cramps have been something that I normally do not get, because I don't like the discomfort of the ones that I get. Once I get her in the bottoms of my feet, muscles in the bottoms of my feet will cramp up. Drives me crazy, because then you got to stretch your toes in an uncomfortable position. I want to remind everybody that the Harlem Rockets are coming in this next Friday to Oxford Central School, all for the benefit of the Oxford Baseball Booster Club. So it will be the Harlem Rockets Showtime Basketball going up against the Oxford Hotshots. Big Chicken Barbecue being put on that day, too. Both events are in Oxford, New York, over the river and through the woods. Oxford last night, if we look at football, had an opportunity to play Whitney Point in a crossover game. And Oxford won that contest by a 28-14 score. Other games involving teams around our area. The Walton Warriors defeated the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats last night, 42-29. It was Unadilla Valley over Deposit, 54-14. Oneonta defeated Susquehanna Valley, 38-20. And in the premier game of the night, it was Windsor defeating Green in overtime. 19-18 was the final. There was one other game. Spencer Van Etten defeated Trumansburg Newfield. 42-28 was the score there. The player is up and walking off. That is center Jake Howland. He's now shaking off that bit of a cramp, walking off under his own power, still trying to stretch that leg a little bit. So now it is going to be number 85 doing the centering, Josh Kithcart. He hands the ball, or snaps the ball back up, and it will be immediately held out there for Jesse Manuel. And Manuel manages to get up to the line of scrimmage in another couple of yards. We'll call it the 47-yard line. Jake Howland has been doing the centering for Tioga. Mike Malella and Carter Jackson, either side of him as guards. So now with the reserve center in there, it is going to be Ryan Ferguson taking his time, making sure that all signals are right. And once again, he will go to Jesse Manuel. And once again, the Unitigo defense stiffens and holds him right at the 48-yard line. Bring up a fourth and still about four.
Yeah, this Unitigo defensive line has done a much better job in the second half area of containing these backs. And Manuel basically had all of his momentum stop before he even got to the line of scrimmage. He had nowhere to go. He was just lucky enough to get back to get no gain on the play. Now it's another punt for the Tigers.
So it will be snapped back by Josh Cathcart, who incidentally is another sophomore. His snap is a bit high. The ball is going to be loose and fallen on, I believe, by Unitigo. Now we'll wait and see. Well, maybe not. The ball, regardless, is back at about the 15-yard line, regardless of who has it.
Yeah, it's going to be Unitigo ball either way, either the turnover on downs or the fumble, but the Spartans, they need to capitalize on this. You're under 8 minutes to go. You're not going to have too many more chances when you start a drive inside the 20-yard line and you're down by two possessions. Must score here for Unitigo.
First and 10 for the Unitigo Spartans. The score of this ball game, 26-14, Tioga. In the shotgun, it is going to be Tyler Butler leaping over top of number 50. I was going to say number 53. Anyway, leaping over one of the men. He may have leapt over his own Derek Liner in that one. And gets down for a couple of yard gain, down inside the 15 to about the 12 and a half. Clock still running, 7:28. Split out to the far side right. It's going to be Quinn Barnhart. Pass goes to him complete at the 10-yard line. So now it is going to be half of what he needed. It looks like Barnhart went down hard at the sidelines. And he is out of the play, so probably play will continue. But there are a couple of coaches over there attending to him. And now it's interesting because the play has more or less stopped, but the teams are both on the field in their huddles while the coaches attend to matters over out of bounds off on the other side.
Yeah, 7:17 to go, and this pause in the action, I think, takes away some of the momentum that the Spartans were building up there. They had the bad fourth down snap and were able to take over inside the 20-yard line, and just a good run up two plays ago for Butler, and then the pass reception to Barnhart. And it looked like an ordinary tackle on Barnhart along the far sidelines. He might have landed wrong or something like that, but...
He's all right. He's sitting up now. They lifted up first his right knee and then his left knee. Now he will have to be out the mandatory one play, but he is up under his own power and walking back to the bench. So here we go. It is going to be who? Number 24, Cody Nichols, who is split out to the right side. So Nichols coming in to replace Quinn Barnhart. Butler ready to go from the shotgun. Now he will give it off to David Van Alstyne, and Van Alstyne gets back to the original line of scrimmage. They say he stepped out at about the 11, which is right where the line of scrimmage was. He was ready to give it a good second effort and try to get in even closer, but the official would not let it go.
And now this becomes the biggest play of this game up to this point anyway, with 7:09 to go, fourth down and five. You don't need a touchdown here for Unitigo, just need to get the 6 yards inside the 5-yard line.
So coming up over the football, Fred Sullivan, the center, he's ready to go. Wally and Talbot are the guards. The snap comes back in there to Butler. Butler, lots of protection. He scrambles. He has a man open. Bingo! He manages to hit number 12, Johnny Wingate. Nobody was around Wingate. He went straight up in the air. He was one happy senior. So now a lopsided game controlled by Tioga suddenly becomes a 26-20 game. Josh Fireband putting down the kicking plate at the 10-yard line. The snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good. So now it's 26-21. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Josh Firebrand, low, along the ground kick. It is not cleanly fielded by Tioga. And as a result, the ball will get down inside the 25 to about the 22. And the Tigers take over deep in their own territory.
Yeah, the ball was bobbled by somebody on the special teams unit for the Tigers. And as you said, this is not the time for those kind of things to happen.
So it will be kept on the ground as it's Jesse Manuel. Manuel tries to get around the right side. He cannot do it. And dropping down is going to be Wingate, who grabs a hold of him and won't let go. And as a result, number 7, Jesse Manuel, comes to a stop after gaining about 3 yards. Good play in that situation by Wingate, who was just tenacious. The clock continues to run. The Tigers trying to use up as much as they can, stay in the huddle. Now they come out, Ferguson and company. He spins around. They're going to keep the ball on the ground, go to Brad Jump. Jump picks up at 1, maybe 2 yards as he tries to bulldoze his way. The sophomore, only 5'4", weighs 192 pounds. He gets the ball to the 28. It is third and about 4.
Yeah, and those 5, 6 to 7 yard runs that we saw in the first half, Harry, have turned into 2 or 3. They're not getting as much on these carries in the first half. The Spartans have all the momentum right now on both sides of the ball.
Ferguson trying to use the clock, stands up for as long as he can. Now he goes down, and it will be another short spurt. The ball carried by Jesse Manuel, 5'6", 143-pound freshman, up very close to the line of scrimmage. There will be an official's timeout as they will move the chains in, probably as much to move the ball back to the hash marks as to measure, because I don't think he quite had it. Maybe proven wrong. 5:20 showing on the clock. They put down the chains. Yep, they stretch it out. It's probably about the length of the football short. Now they pick up the football, move back to the near hash mark, and put it down and stretch out the chains. So they put the ball right where it's supposed to be. 26-21. Tioga has led throughout this ball game. Exciting football for you in this Class D semifinal game from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Harry Graves and Billy Blake at your service. Now, Ferguson and company ready to go. 4th and inches. And Ferguson definitely using all the clock that he can. Just wants to chew up time. So we'll have a momentary pause in the action. Remember, the game next game, the 2 o'clock game, will not be broadcast on WCDO. That's Lansing against Chenango Forks. Interesting game to watch. Of course, Forks is a powerhouse, and Lansing may be at a at least mental disadvantage coming into this ball game. The game at 5 o'clock will be broadcast. That is the Sydney Warriors against the Waverly Wolverines. Waverly, a scoring machine. And then the 8 o'clock contest tonight will be between the Harpersville Hornets and the Groton Indians. We have seen both of those games this year. Over on the far sidelines, it is Whoop Up the Fans. And here we go. The ball capped on the ground. It will be good for the first down. It was fourth and about one, and it looks like they'll pick up about five. So the Tigers keep that drive alive. The Spartan defense wanting to make it a ball game with 5:07 remaining.
Yeah, huge play for Squires, and they go to the experience that time on fourth and inches late in this fourth quarter semifinal game. The freshmen and sophomores have been playing well too, but it's the experience that really becomes a factor in the fourth quarter.
Ferguson goes back to Squires again, and Squires just hurdles his way to the 40-yard line. Gain of about four. So Squires, 5'10", 205-pound senior. He and junior Ryan Ferguson are just simply chewing up the clock, letting time run down as much as they can every time. Ferguson reaches down and pulls up his socks. Now he gets into the huddle and is ready to go, or into the line and ready to go. He will go in there to Jesse Manuel. Manuel getting down to, we'll call it the 43-yard line, picks up a couple more. So it is still a third and about three. Spartan defense again trying to get something going. Ethan Barber waving to the bench across the way. Come on, let's hear some Spartan noise. The Spartan fans across the field from us. Here we go. Ferguson and company again. Ferguson spins around, goes to the last man through. That is Tyler Squires. Squires very close to first down territory. And probably will get it this time as the official spots the ball down. And I'm certain they're going to call. No, they're not going to call for a measurement. They're just going to say first down. And now there's a discussion going on as Ethan Barber approaches the official and says, I would like to have a measurement. Well, they're not going to measure. It will be first down Tigers, 3:18 on the clock.
Yeah, there was a pretty good collision between Squires, the ball carrier, and Tyler Butler, and it basically came down to who was going to get that extra inch of force, and that time it was Squires.
Ferguson, again, standing up, turning around, looking at the clock, letting it run down as much as he can. Now he bends down, gives his count, snaps the ball back in there to Jesse Manuel. Manuel gets across midfield as he tries the right side of the line. Manuel gets up and, in a very excited manner, says, yes, I gained that yardage. Give him 5 yards, and they're down to the 48-yard line.
And now the Spartans are forced to start using some of their timeouts with under 3 minutes to go. The Spartans call a timeout.
So it is one of those where we are at the first of a series of games coming up today here on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Grace and Billy Blake back here at Alumni Stadium here in a Class D semifinal ball game. If you remember right, for years, Unitigo played in Class C. As the enrollment dropped at that school, they have moved down to Class D this year, playing the smaller schools. Last year, they were in Class C competition. Okay, here we go, 252. Ferguson, again, going to use as much of that clock as he can. He will go off to Jesse Manuel, and again, it is Manuel, exactly the same as last time, trying the right side of the line, gets up to about the 45. It will be third and still about a yard to go here at Alumni Stadium here in Binghamton, New York. Well, we made mention of the fact before that we have listeners from in Texas today with a streaming audio, from State College, Pennsylvania, from Port Orange, Florida. I said from Texas, let's give credit to Woodlands, Texas. So if you haven't discovered the newest way of listening to WCDO, it's called streaming audio, why don't you give it a try? Any portable device that you want to use, be it a tablet, be it your smartphone, you can hear the ball game right here. It is WCDO, remember, WCDOsports.com, I think is what it is. Anyway, if you go to WCDOradio.com, you can get there from here. Harry Graves and Billy Blake, we have ourselves now 2 minutes 43 seconds. Ryan Ferguson leading his team back up to the line and ready to go. The Spartans decked out in white, looking for blood in this ball game. Ferguson at this point just wanting to maintain the status quo. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. They needed a yard. It looks like they'll get about two. And we're waiting for the signal. There it comes. First down. The Tigers keep the drive alive.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Harry, how many timeouts the Spartans have left. I know they just burned two, so they might have one left at their disposal. But if they don't, it's going to be tough for them to come back now, as it's a first down for the Tigers at the 43-yard line and 2.5 minutes to play.
As we mentioned earlier, the Unitigo Spartan girls soccer team scored an 8-2 victory today. They go to the championships next weekend. Right here, it is going to be Jesse Manuel, who is going to be caught from behind by Tyler Butler, but not until Manuel has managed to pick up another first down. He gets down to the 30-yard line, and it will be 2 minutes and 9 seconds. 26-21 is our score. And with that, the clock is started again. And Ferguson and company try to use up as much time as they can. They come out of the huddle, but don't even bend down, as Ferguson watches the clock. Now he's ready to go. He'll go back to Manuel. This time, Manuel will get no running room. Number 54 in there, Alex Wally, was the one of the men who got a hold of him. Johnny Wingate also playing defense and managed to grab him again. And they will stop him with only about a one-yard pickup. That ball down inside the 29-yard line.
Yeah, now Unitigo has used their final timeout with a 1:42 to go here. And now it's just trying to force a fumble, just grabbing the guy's arm, just doing anything you really can to force that football out, because you know you're going to see the Tigers run the ball, whether it's with Jump, Squires, or Manuel. and you have to basically go to any lengths to try to get that football out.
So we look at the Unitego Spartans. They say, okay, we're down. We're not out. Players along the sidelines in a bit of anxious anticipation. Now Ferguson and company ready to go again. The snap. Flag in the backfield, and it is going to be illegal procedure against the Tigers. So they will move 5 yards back. They had second and will call it 8. Now it will become second and 13. Well, after they get done with this ball game, they will have a new pair of teams coming out onto the field, as it will be Lansing and Shenango Forks that come out here almost immediately to start their warm-ups. The fans, some of whom will go home and some of whom will stay right here, will have 4 football games for a single admission if they can stand that much football. Here go the Tigers. 1:42 on the clock. Ferguson is ready to go. He turns around, and this time he will not go to Manuel. And coming through very quickly is going to be number 6. That is Winchester. And Winchester manages to trip up Ryan Ferguson. Another loss on the play. This carries the ball back to the 37-yard line. But the Tigers are going to continue to use that clock. They just stand around and stare at it. They're not even pretending not to be using the clock. Ferguson now leads his team up to the line. 1:02 showing, and the ball will this time go back to Jesse Manuel again. And Manuel, the freshman, 5'6", 143 pounds, picks up basically what they've lost on penalties. It will bring up a 4th and 11, but inside a minute as the clock has gone fast. We want to thank all of you listening this morning and early afternoon from near and far. It has been our pleasure to bring this ball game to you. Now Ryan Ferguson has 20 seconds remaining. He wants to pass this one last time, and the ball is going to be batted down, but a flag will be thrown.
Yes, there's 2 flags, one near the line of scrimmage and one in the secondary. Officials are going to have to sort this one out here, and not a bad play call from the Tigers, as everybody on Unitego was expecting a run on that 4th down play, and they try to play action to catch them over the top, and if you make the 4th down conversion, that ends the game. But now with 12.9 seconds left, the officials are going to have to discuss things, and we'll see what happens.
High into the air that time was Tyler Butler. Butler defensively batted that ball away, that down inside the 10-yard line that time. Discussion going on. Now they pick up the yellow markers, and it is going to be a penalty against Tioga. But not with 12.9 seconds doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. They'll pick up the football and move it back, and they're going to take their time doing that. It looks to me as if Josh Friarbend is saying we're going to decline the penalty, and yes, he is. So Friarbend, in there at quarterback, manages to say, all right, we're going to decline the penalty. As a result, the Spartans will have one opportunity to score. So they have the ball down at the 31-yard line. They take over on downs in their own territory, and just about time for one play only, and it will be the Tigers that are going to take time out and try to set things defensively.
Yeah, you don't want to, I mean, Unitego obviously with no timeouts left, they didn't have much time out there to get a play call in, but if you're Tioga defensively, you do not need a breakdown at this point in the game. A touchdown alone, just the 6 points will be enough to give Unitego the victory. This is what high school football is all about. You live for these sort of moments, and we got ourselves a great game. And this is the first of four. You can only hope that the next three live up to the hype like this one has.
Josh Firebrand was the man who was the spokesman for the Unitego Spartans. He was the one that said we're going to decline it. He may have done that on information from the bench, but now Firebrand is over on the sidelines, and the last play of this ball game will be definitely up to Tyler Butler. So here we go. 12.9 seconds. And Butler is going to be back in the shotgun. The ball is snapped back to him, but there is a whistle on the play, and he will not have the opportunity to do anything. So now one whole second had clicked off. And they're going to say illegal procedure against Tioga. So we would have 5 yards marched off against them. The ball is now spotted down at the 36-yard line. And we'll start it all over again. Nobody ever said we wanted to have dull football for you on a Saturday morning. And with that, once again, it is going to be Coach Nick Aiello who wants to be able to make sure that he has all of the signals straight. He calls timeout, assembles his team back at about midfield. I don't see the coaches. Yep, the coaches are finally out there in the huddle for Unitego. They're assembling at about the 30-yard line. Well, I'll tell you, if the Waverly contest against Sydney at 5 o'clock or the Groton-Harpersville game at 8 o'clock are anywhere near as good as this one, you're in for a very entertaining triple header here on WCDO.
Yeah, this game has definitely set the bar high for the rest of this afternoon from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. There's no doubt about that.
This game has been led by the Tigers throughout. They scored first and never relinquished the lead. But Unitego has refused to give up. Final play of the game, probably 12. Now they've set the clock back 12.9 seconds. The ball is snapped back to Tyler Butler. He wants to pass. And the ball is going to be grabbed by David Van Alstyne, who is ridden out of bounds at the 22-yard line with 5.1 seconds remaining in this contest. Tyler Butler connects with David Van Alstyne when they absolutely had to.
That was a high-caliber throw from Tyler Butler. Unbelievable. Van Alstyne went in motion from left to right. He broke downfield. He had two or three defenders surrounding him, but Butler put it in a place where only Van Alstyne could catch it in stride, and he got out of bounds, too, to stop the clock. Heads-up play.
Freddie Sullivan up at center. Leads the team. The ball comes back to Butler. Butler looking around. He wants to pass. Look out. There's an opening, and it is incomplete. The intended receiver was John Wingate. Wingate was at about the 7-yard line. He went into the air. He went up with about 3 or 4 Tigers around him, but he was not able to bring it down. Johnny Wingate, a very disgusted player, is now sitting at the 4-yard line. A couple of other players are equally immobile in their particular positions. Out here in front of us, we have the Tioga Tigers, one happy group of guys.
Yeah, that was an awesome game. Tioga stepped up defensively when they needed to. They made the stop, and great game for them. And Tioga goes on to the Section 4 Class D Finals. And Unitego, you cannot hold your head. This was a phenomenal season. Obviously, for the seniors, it's a tough way to go out, but they had a great year winning their division in Class D and putting together a pretty good season, and as they went from Class C to Class D.
Chenango Forks coming onto the field, getting ready for their calisthenics. You're listening to football. We'll be back with a final recap in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium as the Tioga Tigers defeat the Unitigo Spartans 26-21. Here is just a quick recap of the second half in the third quarter. 35-yard run for Brad Jump to give the Tigers a 26-7 lead. The Spartans would respond, though. David Van Alstyne had a 5-yard run with 1:41 to go in the third quarter. It was 26-14 at the end of three quarters of play. The only touchdown in the fourth quarter came with 7:03 to go. Tyler Butler hooked up with John Wingate for a 12-yard reception. Firebend made the extra point. 26-21 was the score at that point. And Tioga escapes with a 26-21 victory over the Unitigo Spartans. The Spartans got a first down all the way down to the 25-yard line. They had a final play with 5.1 seconds to go, but the pass intended to John Wingate was knocked down incomplete. The horn went off, and the Tigers get the victory.
So the first of three broadcasts coming up for you this afternoon on WCDO. We have the Sydney Waverly game coming up at 5 o'clock, Harpersville against Groton at 8 o'clock tonight. We have to vacate our premises here for another broadcast crew to come in to follow Lansing against Chenango Forks in the game that comes up at 2 o'clock. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Billy?
Yeah, the offense tonight goes to Tyler Butler, Unitigo quarterback, and also he plays in the secondary as well. He's already gotten the All-Purpose Award earlier on in the year, but offensively, especially in that final drive, I can't even really describe the throw he threw to Van Alstyne. It led him beautifully in stride with a couple defenders around him, and then Van Alstyne was able to get out of bounds. But Tyler Butler, the senior, has been the leader of this team, and it's a difficult way for him to go out, as he won't even be able to get into the sectional finals for his Unitigo Spartans this season. But Tyler Butler, definitely today's offensive player of the game.
The interesting thing about Tyler is this game today demonstrated his cool, his calm, and he really put on a good show. Post-game show also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and now their newest location across Delaware County in Margaretville, New York. Mr. Blake, tonight's defensive player, the dynamic defensive winner.
There were a couple of big defensive plays, but Derek Liner stood out to me for Unitigo. He had the fumble recovery, and he got all the way inside the 10-yard line, which set up a touchdown run for David Van Alstyne. That was late in the third quarter, and that made it, that at that point in time, it made you think that the Spartans could rally as we got to that fourth quarter. They could come back and win this game, and Derek Liner had the huge fumble recovery and got inside the 10-yard line, so he picks up today's Dynamic Defensive Award.
Derek Liner has been overlooked a couple of times this year. We've mentioned his name more times than you even want to think about. Finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith, Sydney, 563-3533. Billy, All-Purpose Awardee.
Ryan Bergeson, the junior for Tioga, not only the quarterback, he also came up with an interception on the defensive side of the ball, and he led the way offensively for this team. And makes it, he certainly has an easy job with the three backs in the backfield, but Bergeson showed some poise and leadership as a junior out there as the quarterback, and they move on to the sectional finals.
Well, the first game of our triple header is now in the books. The scoreboard still shows Tioga 26, Unitigo 21. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we will be back here at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And we hope that you'll be here, too, because remember, the stands are always the best place to see a football game. In the meantime, stay tuned for continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York, good afternoon, everybody.